Recording 20.
Good morning, listeners. The holiday season is here, and this is the time when many of us plan to get away from it all. But what about the home you're leaving behind? Well, please welcome Mike Bowers, who is going to talk about how to look after your home when you are traveling.
That's right, Matthew. Whether you're a person whose job involves a lot of travel, or whether you travel for pleasure, you really need to consider who will look after your home when you are away. Now, some people seem to think it's just a matter of locking all the doors and windows, which is fine as long as there are no nasty storms while you're away. If you're going to be away during a stormy or windy season, then you also need to take a good look outside your home. Perhaps you live in an area where there are a lot of tall trees, in which case you will need to cut off any dead branches that overhang your property. Do you have a garden? Or if you live in a block of flats, perhaps you have a balcony or veranda. If so, make sure you store away any objects that could become damaging missiles if picked up by strong wind, things like outdoor furniture or even plants, for example. These can be especially dangerous if you live in a flat which is in a large high-rise building. Once you've taken care of the outdoors, you have to consider what could go wrong inside. Remember, this isn't just a house or a flat. This is your home, the place where you keep your most treasured possessions. What would happen to them in a flood, for instance? If you're leaving for an extended period of time, the best idea is to find someone that can check on your home while you're away. Perhaps you have a family member who lives close by, or you may have a neighbor that you can rely on. Another possible problem is having your home burgled while you're away. Now, there are often very good reasons why one house is burgled and another is not. In the evening, a home that's very dark can really stand out. So why not install lights which have a timer and program them to come on at times when you would normally be home? Also, make sure you find someone who can collect your mail for you. You'll be amazed how quickly a letterbox can become crammed full of uncollected letters and papers, which is a great help to a burglar looking for homes that are empty.